Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here from Juno Urgent and Family Care. Welcome, Alicia and Chrissy. Hello.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Hi. We're going to be talking about a lot of things today. You just informed me that it's Men's Health Awareness Month, and I informed you that today is International Men's Day. So that's a fun coincidence.
Coincidence.
I like it.
But first, let's hear a little bit about you. You both work at Juno Urgent and Family Care. What do you do there? We'll start with you, Chrissy.
I am one of the providers, a nurse practitioner there, and I also do clinical operations management for Juno Urgent and Family Care.
And Alicia?
I'm the office manager there, so I help manage the staff, and I've been with the company now for about 3 years.
All right. Well, welcome to Juno Afternoon, and as we mentioned, we're going to be talking about men's health. What is November's Men's Health Awareness Month? What does Men's Health Awareness Month mean to you guys?
Alicia, you had a great answer for this.
Well, we were just talking about this outside, actually. And I was thinking about it. I'm like, I guess there's just a lot of important men in my life. I mean, my family, I was raised with three brothers. And being in healthcare myself, I want to go to medical school. And so I care a lot generally about human health. And I just really loved the idea of a whole month dedicated to half our population.
Yeah. Well, and I just think it's super important as a provider to promote men's health. Men in general do not usually take care of themselves as well as women, and this is a complete generalization. And I feel like they just need to be kind of goaded into it a little bit more than women do. We have a very big aging population. The baby boomers are aging, and the men's cancers really are specific for aging males. So, and the biggest one is prostate cancer. So I think that's important.
And one of the things that you want to talk about today that coincides with Men's Health Awareness Month is an event called Movember. What is Movember?
Movember started in Australia, and it's now grown into be a global fundraising effort for men's health. And it's three guys sitting at a bar talking about their health, and they wanted to do something. And so they decided for fundraising, they would grow their mustaches and then shave them off at the end of November.
And people paid them to do that?
They did.
I kind of get it.
If I could grow facial hair, I could tell you.
And it just kind of blossomed in this really cool organization that is, in 2018, they raised over $18 million in the U.S. alone for men's health. And they have, you know, over 1,250 projects going on right now that they fund. A massive portion of their fundraising goes back into their fundraising. It's close to 75%. It's 72.5% of their funds that they've raised globally and in the United States goes back into fundraising. Into cancer research and men's health.
All right. And to their projects.
Yeah. So.
And what are some of their projects? Can you say a little bit more about how they use those funds specifically?
Yeah, I sure can. So the largest portion of their donations goes to the Prostate Cancer Foundation Challenge. And since it started, they raised over $36 million to fund that project. And that's to find a cure and to really promote early detection. The Mental Health Connection, so Making Connections campaign, they send people out and make connections in communities and to try to help with the mental health aspect as well. They have a testicular cancer campaign that they work with as well, and that's just a few.
It sounds like a great cause. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the greatest part about this whole like month-long endeavor is that it's all about bringing awareness, and the whole growing the mustache is kind of a conversation piece that it's like, hey, I've never seen you with a mustache before. Like, can we explain what's
what
maybe happening
doing
on your face right there?
Well, and I think that generally, because there's different types of mustaches too, and I think it's fun to try different ones.
So.
Yes, that is a fun aspect of it. And you said that the mustache is kind of the symbol of Movember. It's the ribbon for yes. Movember and everything like that. Oh, how fun. And along those lines, you all are celebrating or observing Movember with a murder, mustaches, and martinis event. So that sounds intriguing. Can you tell me more?
Yeah, our event is at the end of the month on Saturday the 30th at the Baranoff Hotel, and it is a murder mystery party. It's Prohibition themed, so you get your tickets and you get a character assigned to you, and you show up and you're provided information about your character and how it plays into the other people involved in the evening, and there, of course, is a murder. And people have to talk with each other and converse and kind of do a little clue game to figure out and unveil a murderer amongst them.
Mm-hmm. How many characters are you guys going to assign?
Well, there's 20 characters. So tables of 20. Well, there's tables of 10, and then two tables will play within each other. And so it'll be like a whole lot of mini games going on at the same time, but everybody's playing the same game.
Okay, gotcha.
And, yeah.
So. Is it possible you could be assigned the victim?
We actually have a volunteer victim, so no one's going to get killed off if you come to our event, I promise.
That's good, because I wouldn't want to miss out on the fun.
No.
Great. And so that all sounds fantastic. It's super exciting. I love stuff like that. There's also going to be a champagne toast and hors d'oeuvres, mm-hmm. a food and drink, cash bar, and a raffle. Tell me about the raffle.
The raffle is the most exciting.
I'm kind of bummed I can't commit.
Yeah. It's 60,000 Alaskan Airlines miles. So
whoa.
Yeah.
So take you anywhere Alaska flies.
That's amazing. All right. So how do you participate in that? You just have to buy a ticket to the event and you're entered?
Yes. So everyone that purchases a ticket is entered into the raffle. And then on the night of the event, there are also additional raffle tickets that are available for purchase. So mm-hmm. if you really want to increase
your chances.
Yeah. Why not? It's worth it. And it's all for a great cause. So all the proceeds for this event are going to Movember,
yes.
like the foundation or the organization.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And into all the great things that they do with that money.
Absolutely.
The research and the mm-hmm. outreach. Mm-hmm. So that's fantastic. Do we have like a Movember chapter here in Juneau? Or
we don't.
Just kind of,
no, maybe one will get sparked into creation from this.
Well, you guys have great enthusiasm for the cause. And I'm so, this whole event just sounds wonderful and super exciting. So again, that's Saturday, the 30th, November 30th, so not this weekend but next, 7 o'clock, Baranoff Hotel. Where can we find out more about the event or purchase tickets?
Yeah, tickets are available on our Facebook events page. So if you went to Facebook, Juneau Urgent and Family Care, and our event's right up there. If you don't have Facebook, that is fine. Eventbrite is selling our tickets. So Eventbrite, if you haven't heard of it, it's a great place you can just log on and look up Juneau, and you can see not only our event, but other events going on as well, and purchase tickets through there.
Great. Well, Christy and Alicia, thank you so much for talking with me. Murder, Mustaches, and Martinis, fundraising event for Movember. November is Men's Health Month, and appropriately, it's International Men's Day today. So thanks so much for coming on this day and talking about your event. Is there anything else you'd like to add about it or want to tell our listeners?
No, just really super excited to share.
Yeah, I hope you guys come and join us for a really fun evening.
I think it's going to be a great time. So thanks again for being here.
Thank you.
Take care.